Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Did you just receive an inheritance? Take a breath, then call our team. We'll help you honor that legacy by making smart, tax-efficient decisions that protect your future.
Don't guess. Get advice. Visit CooleyLabus.com today.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A. Fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Getty, Kelly Stander, Dima Mixon. Glad you're with us. Opening segment today being sponsored by our good friends down at Movie Star Restaurant here in Oak Grove. Great place to go get a wonderful meal. Southern cooking, of course, buffet style. 6 days away, Movie Star Restaurant. They've been doing it really good for 25 years, and we're very grateful for their sponsorship of our program. Al Holder, an old friend of the show, is going to join us a little later in the program. He keeps up with former Southern Miss players, now playing professionally, and we'll get an update on that. But first, we're delighted to have head baseball coach Christian Ostrander join us here on the Eagle Hour. And, Coach, I know that been a busy time for you between now and, between now and when the baseball season ended. If you can, just kind of fill our listeners in on what's happening right now at the baseball office.
Yeah, it's just a whole different type of busy. You know, once the season's over, you know, you obviously do exit meetings with your guys and, you know, say goodbye to some, obviously, that the seniors that are going to be leaving and, you know, and then talk with the guys coming back. And then it's, you know, straight, you know, trying to complete your roster for next year. You know, the transfer portal opened, and so, you know, we're obviously, you know, doing our work. You know, Coach Rhodes and the other assistants, they're working their tails off on the clock. It's like a war room. They're just constant, you know, looking at individuals and trying to find the right fits, both on the field, but certainly for the program itself.
Coach, now that you've had a week or so to just kind of decompress a little bit and look back, your final observations about the season and moving forward, is there a direction that you want to take your team moving forward?
The same direction we're going. You know, what we did this year was a pretty good direction, positive direction, and to get a 9 national seed and to host another regional, mm-hmm. very, very hard to do. So something that direction was really good. Now, obviously, you just want to, you know, finish that. You want to be able to celebrate on your field when that time comes, or if you're on the road, to celebrate a regional until you get to the next round. That's obvious. But I think the direction is going exactly where we need to, and I think we know what it looks like. And at the end of the day, you know, you're not going to win every one of them, and we know that. And as much as that stings when you reach so many things that you tried to accomplish, that you know, but you move on and you know, and get ready for the next opportunity, which, you know, is really starting right now, trying to build this team.
Oz, thanks for doing this, and I know you're busy. Just wanted to ask you about runs per game. You know, this year you ranked 146th in runs per game, and past seasons, you know, ranked in the mid-100s. How are you guys tackling the transfer portal to try to get those numbers up in the 2027 season?
Well, there's a lot of variables to that. You know, obviously we're trying to find the best fits. There's a lot of good players out there. The price tags are astronomical. It's amazing what the market is now, how each year it changes. So you got to find right fits, right reasons, but, you know, and just the personnel, there's a lot of factors. You don't just call a guy that's in the portal, and you're not the only one calling them. There's probably 20 other schools from various levels. So there's just a lot. It takes time. But in regards to your question about, you know, run producing and scoring, touching home plate as many times as you can, there's a lot of different ways to make that better. And we're certainly going to address those.
Do you feel like that's kind of what's held you back over the past couple seasons, or do you think that that's just more, you know, those numbers don't necessarily reflect, you know, an issue of the team?
Yeah, define held back.
Well, you know, just not being able to produce in the postseason.
Well, we scored, I don't know, about 11, 12 runs in the game we lost, so that's pretty good. So I don't think that was an issue, at all. So, no, I don't think anything's holding us back there. It might hurt you during a game in the season where you might drop a game that you might should have won if you scored more runs, things of that nature. But I don't think anything, held us back other than getting beat, in a regional format when your guys competed their tails off and you had your dudes on the mound that you would want to go to. Wouldn't change anything. Wouldn't do anything different. Just didn't work out.
Coach Ostrander, I want to talk about the difficulty of handling the transfer portal, considering A, it doesn't close until the end of the month. B, it is literally changing every day. We're getting word now that Coach Snall is going to be leaving Coastal Carolina and going to South Carolina. Now several Coastal Carolina guys are going to be in the transfer portal. So that's just one example. But, I mean, the landscape is changing every day. You talked about your war room. How do you guys handle these changes that literally happen every day?
Only way we know. Just you got to get on the site. You get going to look at the portal. You got some filters you can use. It's something called Verify. It's a software program that can ding you when it's meeting a certain need of what we might be looking for positionally or whatnot. So, it's constant. I mean, it's 12-hour days, on this, and then it's even beyond that, talking to advisors, talking to coaches, talking to players, and making arrangements, getting them a flight set up to get here, booking hotels. So it's pretty intensive, but that's the name of the game now. We're not the only ones doing it. Everybody is.
And I'm intrigued by the comment that you made that the price tags are getting to be astronomical. You've got the success, the sustained success of your program going for you. But as these price tags get higher and higher, how much are the Eagles able to stay in that mix when a lot of guys are looking for that big payday?
That's a great question, and I wish we had a crystal ball to know that, and we're just going to keep doing the best we can. Our administration does a tremendous job of supporting us, and Jeremy McClain, he's going to do all he can, and I've got to go out there and do all I can to, shake hands and, have lunches and, ask for help, and, it's just part of it. You got to get creative, too, which we have several events throughout the year that we try to do to maybe accumulate a big chunk to put in that reservoir. But it's not going away. I mean, until, they get it right and they put some kind of cap on it, it's scary. It is. But, we're doing the best job we can. And I think we've been doing a good job with it.
Yeah.
We just got to continue. And I hope it doesn't, force us to change our model. I really do. And, I hope the things can, settle down and it gets kind of a little bit, like I said, a little more restricted or, than it is, but we'll see.
Coach, we hear this term a lot in the NFL draft when you hear best player available. We're going to take the best player available. When you're looking for kids in the portal, are you looking for the best player available or are you looking for a particular style of player, particular position, particular, way that individual plays the game?
I think first you got to know what positions you got to look at. You got to know what you have, and I think that's first and foremost. Then their style. Is it a guy that has juice that swings and misses a lot? Is it a guy that's more of a complete gap to gap bat handler? Move the ball type guy. Which one? Is he a speed guy? Athletic, and so you got to define that, and we certainly are. You can't have all of one. You got to have a pretty good little mixture there if you want to have a dynamic lineup. So, and we're certainly trying to, do everything we can to create one that has more, more ability to steal bases and do those things, but still have the ability to hit some balls over the fence. And so it's a puzzle, and we're looking at all aspects.
You seem to be really deep in pitching. Is that a priority as you look into the portal, or is it more position players?
No, we were on our minds. We were only going to add one in the portal arm, and we were able to secure that. So we feel good about where we're at there. Now it's really all from a positional player standpoint.
Right. Coach, historically, I mean, you guys generally haven't added that many players in the portal, maybe two or three or four, each season. Do you expect more this season, maybe from the portal, or do you expect to stay around that three or four range?
Well, total, it might be a little more just because we added an arm, and, I think there might be three to four hitters.
Okay.
So it's going to be close. It's very comparable.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Coach, how much has this changed in your career, what you're having to deal with right now?
Oh, compared to when I started coaching?
Correct,
this level?
Right, right.
I mean, it's, you know, it's upside down. It's, you know, it's totally different. And used to, you know, you could recruit a young man and you're going to have him for 4 or 5 years. You're going to be able to develop them. You don't have to worry about them, you know, leaving or getting pawned away and all that. And, you know, it's easier maybe to build teams, you know, year to year. But now you're at a point where, you know, and not us as much, but we're not immune to it too. But, you know, a young man could come in and leave anytime he wants. And, you know, and it is what it is. But you just – It's always changing and evolving. So it's changed a lot. It's totally different. And I was talking with one of my guys I know well, coaches at the University of Arizona the other day, and he said it's amazing, you know, what the game is doing now and what it's forcing us to do. And he's right.
Coach, can you give us just a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right. Coach Christian Ostrander on the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and we're grateful to have his time today. As we head to the break, I want to remind you about Forest Healthcare. They want you to keep up with your favorite team, but remember, you are the most important player. Get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Eat right, exercise, and depend on Forest Health when you need expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. We'll be right back with Christian Ostrander on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Eagle Tire West sponsors this segment of our program every day. They're on Highway 98 West. They're family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. They sell Goodyear tires, all major brands, full service work for your car or truck, and they're big supporters of Southern Miss. So do your tire business with Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. We're talking to head baseball coach Christian Ostrander, and they're battling the portal right now and all this activity taking place around the country in college baseball. Coach, I know you had your exit meetings last week, and obviously you were in the room with particular players that have been with you for a long time. I'm just curious, are those meetings difficult?
Which are the ones that are guys that are leaving?
Right, like a Colby Allen or a, you
know. Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's very emotional. You're just very thankful. You know, you get right there. You look at them when they're sitting on that couch across the desk from you, and you know it goes back beyond, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years in some respects. So, mm-hmm. And now it's over. You know, and it's just mm-hmm. It's sad. It's sad, but it's something that is, you know, we cherish, and those mm-hmm. relationships and love for one another and all that. That's what it's all about.
What is the counsel as their coach that you give those kids when they're leaving? Because it's got to be a tough time for them. They've been baseball players since they were old enough to walk.
Right. No, it's just, you know, encourage them. I always say, find your passion. You know, do your passion. You know, because you'll enjoy life and you'll be good at it. Just make sure you know you're kind of focusing on what your passion is. If baseball's over, you know, make sure you think about that really hard. But a lot of these guys still want to try to attack baseball and see if they get opportunities and this and that. But if not, you know, some of them have a really good plan, you know, that they know what route they're going to go. So it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, you get some guys that, I don't know what's next, you know, and then some that know directly and some that get to keep playing. But ultimately, whenever the ball is over and the real thing, you know, comes, it's like my advice to them is do something you love and, you know, and you'll enjoy your life a lot more.
Two quick questions from me, Oz, and again, thanks for your time today. First, you mentioned three or four, you know, hitters coming from the portal. Just curious, when you guys are looking in the portal currently, are you guys looking for maybe more slug or more contact in hitting approach and maybe some more stolen bases on their cards?
Yeah, all the above. All the above. So it's, you know, you're looking at all. You can't have a strict, stringent plan and, sure, and expect to get those guys because there's so much competition for them. So all the above, and it's extremely fluid.
Awesome. And just curious, in those exit meetings and maybe what you can share with us, and it's okay if not, but maybe, you know, what's some plans for some players this summer, who's going to the Cape, such as those things?
Yeah, we Drake Meeks is already at the Cape. Mm-hmm. It's obvious he's, you know, wants to go and put on a good show and have a shot with, you know, the draft, which I think he'll get. I hope he does for his sake. We're sending, you know, Seth Smith was, you know, set up to go to the Cape, but that hamstring will knock him out of it. Dre Barrett's going up second half. I got three freshman arms, Littleton, Farr, and Mitchell going up second half to the Cape. We got some guys in the NECBL, the Northeast College Baseball League. Some guys up in Northwood. So they're scattered off a little bit, and guys playing. So, and summer, you know, taking a little bit of a break, you know, right now too. Mm-hmm.
Coach, when you talk about you don't know where all this is going to end with college baseball, I know that you and your colleagues talk a lot. If you and college baseball coaches generally could wave a magic wand and come up with a solution, what would it be?
I think it would be, you know, a cap figure that's, you know, whatever that is, you know, above cost of attendance, you know, above all that, and to where everything's, you know, kind of even. You know, you can't, well, I'm not going here because I get more. Everybody can give the, you know, same amount if they chose to, and to where, you know, you can truly decide some things can be decided based on opportunity, relationships, you know, things like that, versus just, you know, versus the money value.
And are there any wheels turning behind the scenes that maybe the casual fan doesn't know about that might be taking steps in those directions?
Oh, I mean, you got Congress, you know, getting involved with this stuff and, you know, things of that nature, you know, the NCAA and who knows? I mean, it's way out of my jurisdiction, but I think so. I think everybody knows there's a flaw, you know, so you kind of open Pandora's box. How do you close it? You know, I don't know if you can, but you need to shut it a little bit, you know, and maybe not all the way, but I don't know. That's a great question, and we'll see. And look, for me, just control what you can control, right? And just go out there, and I'm thankful to be having this opportunity at this point in my life, and I'm going to embrace whatever cards come the way with it.
I'm sure once Congress is done debating it, you know, yeah, I'll be 50.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it's very reassuring that Congress is involved. That right there makes me feel one hell of a lot better. I don't know about you guys. Coach Oz, I'm not going to ask you to mention any names. I wouldn't want you to. But one thing about your program is you guys have probably outdone 95% of your competitors in your ability to keep your key players on your roster and not fall victim of losing a lot of key personnel to the portal. And we haven't seen any of that in the portal this year. We're watching it, and we haven't seen any of what I would consider your very keyest players. Do you feel pretty comfortable that there will be no damage from that side of the portal?
Comfortable, but never, you know, never relaxed. You just 4 years ago, I got a call on the last day the portal was open and broke my heart. So it's, you just don't ever know, and you just do your best and try to give fair value. Maybe it's not as much value as they could go get on the market because it's so stupid. But give them fair value, you know, what we can do and what the whole experience and everything means and stuff. So we're going to keep working hard at it and not take anything for granted, for sure.
What about the draft, Coach? How many players do you think, you know, are in line for the draft this season?
That's a tough one this year. I think we have a couple that could certainly get a call. Wouldn't surprise me. And I think we have some that might not. I mean, it's extremely unique year, in my opinion.
Right.
It's hard for me to say. I think, you know, Gillespie certainly could get a call. I think Seth could certainly get a call. Colby, some of these seniors, they're going to be, you know, some, I don't know, value picks, you know, where they can get a good player, a good senior player for less money because they have no more you know, leverage and stuff. So it's just going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. I'm curious to it. I hate when it's at. but you know, you just got to try to plan accordingly.
And really, with the collective bargaining agreement heading nowhere, the two sides, the owners and the Players Association, not coming anywhere close to a deal, you have to wonder, too, if there's even going to be a major league season. But the trickle-down effect, will there even be a minor league season or Dominican or the Florida or Arizona leagues? And then the guys that are drafted, where do they go if those leagues aren't participating? So, man, there's a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah, and that part of it I'm not very versed in. I don't know what's going on with it, but it certainly you know, can cause wrinkles in it for sure.
All right, Coach, is there any message you'd like to give the Golden Eagle Nation while we have you on the phone here? And again, on behalf of both of these guys that work with me, we know how busy you are, and we know you hadn't been doing any media, so we're grateful for you being on the show.
Oh, absolutely. No, only thing I'll say is just thank you for all the support they poured out to these guys. This year is a really special year, and you know, I as frustrating as the ending was, and we all felt that. I promise you, no more than the players and the people in this, you know, in this building for sure. But no, it's like it was a special year. You don't look those 59 games. The first 59 games were really a lot of fun. You don't let the last two define a year, and these guys accomplished a lot. And we're not going anywhere, and we're going to be right back at it. And, you know, if anything, that flame might be a little bit hotter right now. So looking forward to that and looking forward to the next opportunity. And, again, we just appreciate everything that our fans of this community does for this program.
All right, we really appreciate the access you give us to the baseball team every year, Coach. Really complete access and your willingness to come and talk to us every Monday, whether they're good Mondays or not so good Mondays. You never miss one, and we're grateful to you for that, Coach Oz.
No problem. Thank you all.
All right, Coach Christian Ostrander, everybody, head baseball coach at Southern Miss. Man, you know, it's just chaotic, isn't it, now, at the end of a season?
Yeah, and the first question, you know, that I was asking him about the transfer portal, all right, let's say you've already got a commitment from player X, but you really wanted player Z, but you didn't know that player Z was going to become available. Well, now, like today at Coastal Carolina, Coach Kevin Schnall reportedly headed now officially to South Carolina. Well, now you got all these Coastal guys jumping in the portal. And I'm just using this as an example. I am in no way implying that Southern Miss is interested in any Coastal Carolina players. But I'm just saying, you got a commitment from player X, and now player Z became available.
Well, why would you not be interested in players from Coastal Carolina?
I'm just saying.
They're pretty good.
I'm just saying I don't want to make any false pretenses or anything. That's just the nature of the fluidity of the transfer portal.
How far do they fall in the Sun Belt regime now? We're losing their coach and 15 players.
I really think, and I told you this in our little production meeting beforehand, I really think Troy's in a position right now to kind of take Coastal's spot.
So instead of hearing Southern Miss Coastal, we'll hear Southern Miss Troy.
Yes, which is actually good because they play each other every year.
Only because they have to.
They may change that.
Coastal's not going to be on the schedule moving forward.
Yeah, no, we'll play Coastal next year.
We just won't play Troy.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Christian Ostrander for taking the time to talk to us today. I think that was his first major media avail since the end of the season, so we are grateful to him for that. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. That's where any adult, except for Kelly, could go for expert physical training. Kelly, you think they could help your game at all?
Well, actually, I'm there quite a bit to take the before picture.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that they hang on the wall.
And then they bring in another guy for the after picture. DBAT is on Hardy Street. It is a state-of-the-art training facility. Kids, baseball, softball, adults for any sport. MCS Home Center is where you go for home remodeling, home construction, and home repair. They've got everything you need for your next project, whether it be in your home, your lawn, or your garden. It's available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to serve you. Before we bring our next guest on, this MCS thing reminds me of something, Kelly, and I'll ask you. With all the rain, does your grass have to be cut like every other day? I swear to God,
yes.
I'm tired of cutting grass.
Yeah, I mean, that was the – we couldn't while it was raining,
yes.
right? You just couldn't
yes.
get out there.
Yes.
So it was long, but then you finally got it cut. Well, then because of all the rain and then the sun comes out, it's every three or four days, really.
And you know what's great cutting it, too, is all the mosquitoes biting you because of all the rain, too. I enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's especially enjoyable. Of course, the same mosquitoes have followed us into the studio here. So with all that we cut
– that's a subject for another program, but damn, I wish they could do something about that.
Me too.
Here in the studio. I feel like we need to spray the place down with Raid and bring in floss water. Al Holder is a good friend of all of us here on the Eagle Hour, and he does a great job in monitoring and keeping up with the kids that played at Southern Miss and how they're doing now in professional baseball. And, of course, we bring him on pretty frequently during baseball. And we always start with the big two names, and that, of course, is Nick Sandlin and Matt Wallner. So you told me the other night, Al, that it looks like they're both right on the verge of going back to the big show.
Yeah, particularly Matt. He's currently batting .275, and the other day he hit three home runs in one game.
Well, that's pretty good.
They are just enamored with his power. I mean, anybody that ever saw him hit a baseball, they kind of understand that he's just. So I think he's going to get called back up. I think pretty soon.
You know, the problem, Al, with him, and when you look at the Twins, actually, this is kind of a dubious honor, but I think there have been three Minnesota Twins in the history of that franchise that have struck out five times. In one game, there have been three. One is Matt Wallner. The other one is Brian Dozier. There's a third one. I don't know. But that's the only problem with Wallner, and I'm just not sure that the Twins know what to do with him because he either hits a home run or he strikes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's generally the way it is with power hitters. But I just think they've always tried to develop some consistency in him, Al. You know, hit him to the gap, you know, dry. But that's just not in his DNA, it doesn't appear.
No, he's a sucker for a slider down and toward his back foot. He's just a sucker for it. And, if I were the hitting coach, which is, by the way, you wouldn't want me to be your hitting coach, but he wouldn't swing at anything that where the ball's not starting out above his waist. I mean... That would help him a lot, I think. But he's gotten his batting average up from less than 200 to 275 there in AAA.
Well, that's good. And Nick Sandlin, Kelly's been waiting to hear this news. He's with the Detroit Tigers organization.
Yes.
And you indicated that he looks like he may be on the mend and could make the Tiger roster?
He has really turned it around. I think he's been injured so many times. But his ERA is down to 2.30. He's had 14 strikeouts in the games he's been in, and he only comes in for an inning. So, and his WHIP is 1.09, which is really really good. So I think he's throwing the ball. If he can just stay healthy, I think Detroit may bring him up there, put him in the bullpen.
Well, this is what happens, Al, when you put talent with quality coaching and a quality organization like Detroit.
I agree with that. I'm a Tiger fan. Yeah.
And I want to ask you, Al, have you told Matt Wallner?
You said that with a straight face, too, Kelly.
I just want to know if Al has told Matt Wallner to his face that he's a sucker for a
every time I see him.
So in other words, you're not in touch with Matt very often because you're still here talking to us and are alive. So
yeah.
All right. What about some other guys, Al?
Tanner Hall has a full season injury. I don't know exactly what that is yet, but he's out for the year. We have several that are injured. Dickerson is on 7-day injured list. Middleton's on injured 7-day. And Monastir's on injured 60-day. So we've got kids that are injured and, not able to perform. so many of our players are just hanging in there at A, double A, and trying to move up the ladder, and they're just really, really struggling. Justin Storm, I thought he was with Miami. I thought he was really having a hot year last year, but he's just stuck at A plus, and I just don't know. They've got a ways to go. I like Reed Tremble a lot with the Orioles. He's with the AAA ball club. He was at the big camp in the spring, and his batting average is kind of hanging around 257. But he's a heck of a player.
You know, we've talked about Chucky Robinson before.
Yeah.
And when you look at – people talk about how the L.A. Dodgers buy players and buy championships and all that sort of thing. But when you talk to major league players off the record, of course, they'll tell you that the Dodgers really are the creme de la creme. The Dodger organization, the Dodgers minor league system, everything about the Dodgers, they do everything right. So although it's fun to cheer against them because they're in a big city and they're from California, but Chucky landed on his feet really good there with the Dodgers. But even under the best of circumstances, Al, it would look like he's toward the end of a decent career.
Yes, and he was one of my favorite players of all time at Southern Miss. But he last year at the end of the year he was on he was under contract with the Dodgers, and he took free agency instead of signing another minor league contract with them. But I don't think anybody came up with any big offers, so he did sign a minor league contract with the Dodgers this spring. But I can't find any stats on him, so I don't know exactly what he's doing.
I think that he's going to be one that wouldn't surprise me at all if he works his way into the Dodgers assistant coaching network down in the minor leagues. Catchers with experience like that who have also played for the Dodgers, those are the type of guys that they tend to go for. So I'm not privy to any information along those lines. It just wouldn't surprise me. It seemed to me that he'd be a prime candidate to slide into one of those spots.
I haven't been a Dodgers fan since 1957 when they left Brooklyn.
Wow. And people ask us exactly how old is Al Holder.
You've heard of that before, haven't you, Damon, 1957?
Yes.
Okay. I have heard. I was 16 years old then.
Wow. Al, a kid who I just keep seeing pop up on my Twitter feed, Dalton McIntyre, I just wanted to hear your thoughts on him and what his status is.
Dalton McIntyre. I don't have anything on him, to tell you the truth.
Well, no worries.
he was a blazer here, man.
Yeah, really good here. I don't know why I've just seen him on my Twitter feed recently, but him and Matt Edsel, and I know you mentioned Matt Edsel, but, I mean, there's a chance I think that Edsel could be, you know, called up soon, right?
I like Edsel. The Marlins like Edsel. We'll just have to see. Mm-hmm. And but he's a heck of a player. I mean, he runs anything up in the air. He runs it down out there. He's been batting mid-200s. So, we'll have to see. He's at AAA and kind of hanging in there.
So if you're playing AAA baseball, you're pretty daggum good, aren't you, Kelly?
Yes.
You are very good.
And this is
you're still not at the major league level, because every one of those players up there is just elite. They are so special, and it's hard to break in. And I think Edsel was with the Orioles. You know, he and Reed were both drafted by the Orioles. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's just a bunch of really good outfielders up there. They got a bump out of the way.
Yeah.
But I think Miami is a good place for him. Yeah.
But here's what's funny too is, like, I'll just pick on the Kansas City Royals. People say, "Oh man, too bad you got drafted by the Royals." No, I mean, the Royals competitively might not be real strong, but if you're a player that wants to work your way up the system,
that's where you want
to
be.
Yeah, you want to be in a place where you can work your way up,
yeah,
as opposed to being a AAA player with the LA Dodgers. You're not going anywhere. So you'd want to be traded away from LA if you want to make it to the big show. So there are pros and cons to being drafted by any of those teams.
All right, Al, you stay on top of this now. Now that baseball is underway, we'll be calling on you pretty regularly. We appreciate your time today, my buddy.
Yep. Y'all do great.
All right.
Take care.
Al Holder, right, everybody. In Brandon, Mississippi. known as the Brandon Flash up in those.
What else does he have to do, right, after baseball season's over?
Draw them, cash them checks. I'll send him for these segments. And I guess that's it, huh?
He's headed now to Arts and Crafts with Arlene, I think, at the home of Shady Acres.
Nap time.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I want to thank our buddy Al Holder and Coach Oz for coming on the show today. Good program today, and we enjoy, obviously, our conversations with both of those men. All right, you got some gold or silver at the house? You want some cash? I'd take it to Jewel Masters, just like Kelly told you yesterday. Nobody's bought gold and silver longer than Marty Vick here in the Pine Belt. And no one will treat you better or give you a better price, excuse me, for your gold or silver than you will get at Jewel Masters. They're on Highway 98 West. They're right across from Academy Sports. They do specialty jewelry and buy gold and silver, and it is the place to go. Want a car? Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of our program. Their sedans and SUVs are all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, and it is really pretty. Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, and Mo Babinier Company, 2902 Hardy Street. That's where you get delicious, fresh desserts every day. And finally, Kelly Sander, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. It's available every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or Alexa or Siri. I'll play it for you. News and notes.
Can you get that like on floppy disk or any of that kind of stuff? Do we, are there floppy disks anymore?
I don't think they make floppy disk anymore, okay, Kelly. But you may find some by your cassette collection back at your house.
My Betamaxes?
Your 8-tracks. Yeah.
Oh, those were the days.
Oh, huh? Yeah. At the drive-in, listening to the Bee Gees on the 8-track.
Yeah. You were talking.
I had no idea what movie was playing, but.
Who cared,
who
right?
Who cared?
Yeah. We're talking with Al Holder, and we do have news and notes, but Al was, I was doing the calculations. Al was saying that in 1957 or whatever, he was whatever age. And I think that makes him, what, 85 somewhere?
That's about right.
You know? But, yeah. Man, for being 85, man, he's sharp.
He's sharp, man. He's a cool guy, too. He's a wonderful guy.
I mean, I knew he was old when he told me that Seth Smith's play reminded him of Nellie Fox. And I'm going, Nellie Fox? Good heavens.
Well, let me tell you, no one loves Southern Miss baseball any more than Al Holder,
for sure. News and notes today, it is official now that Kevin Schnall, the head baseball coach at Coastal Carolina, is headed to the University of South Carolina to become the new coach there. He was always kind of considered the number one guy, but for whatever reason, there were some feet dragging going on. But apparently the coach and the school have come up with an agreement, and he is headed to the University of South Carolina, and it didn't take long. Now half of the Coastal Carolina roster is in the transfer portal. Now, you would think that some of them will wind up going with him to South Carolina, like a lot that happens in this situation, but there's certainly upheaval now at Coastal Carolina.
Just look, Kelly, don't mean to interrupt you, but just look at the upheaval that school and the other school that we watched here a week or so ago, Jacksonville State, has undergone since the end of the baseball season.
And really, to be fair, we talked about it a little bit yesterday with Barry McKnight. You're not sure that Troy's coach isn't going to be snatched up,
correct,
you know, at the end of the year. So we'll see what happens there. But there is word out that Grand Canyon, University of Grand Canyon's first baseman is committing to Southern Miss. Nothing official yet, but something to keep an eye on. First baseman designated hitter Cannon Peary, spelled P-E-E-R-Y. Again, first baseman DH last year, hit .287. Had 9 home runs, 8 stolen bases. He was listed as the 106th overall best transfer in the system, the 10th best first baseman nationwide. So look for Cannon Peary and then perhaps an announcement to come if it does become official. But again, hearing that Grand Canyon first baseman DH Cannon Peary may be headed to Southern Miss. And Perfect Game, the baseball analytics organization out of Atlanta, Georgia, has named Jacob Parker of Purvis, of Mississippi State, the Perfect Game Freshman of the Year nationwide, which the way that he performed in the postseason, no surprise to us, and congratulations to Jacob Parker of Mississippi State, the Perfect Game Freshman of the Year. And one other thing, the University of Memphis has announced, rather than making the Liberty Bowl bigger and increasing the seating, the renovations that are taking place at the Liberty Bowl will actually find the Liberty Bowl with 12,000 less seats, putting more premium on deluxe seating like boxes and corporate boxes and things like that, and less general seating, which then brings up the conversation that a lot of schools, I think, will start having in this era where apparently sports is just not as popular with the younger generations coming up. Will you see stadiums that are over 50% empty wind up taking efforts to make their stadiums smaller, which would increase the premium for a ticket to get to go to those events, rather than on national television and sit there with a stadium that is a third to half full?
And here's another question. When Huff leaves at the end of this year, will he take those seats with him?
I think maybe he's going to keep them in his office.
Maybe. Maybe.
With him. But that does bring up an interesting question, though, Bob, because I think there's a lot of schools where, and of course, the Michigans and the Ohio States don't have to worry about that. But some other schools do have a problem where attendance figures are not going up. They're going down. So do you sit there with a huge cavernous stadium where nobody's in it? And just, I don't know. I think it's a conversation that's worth having.
Real quick, we're going to have some football discussion tomorrow on the show, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We've got a new contributor to the program who specializes in preseason prognostications, guessing records with all conferences and all games, talking football tomorrow.
You may not like it.
But well, it's up for discussion, right?
All right. That wraps up today's show. Look forward to tomorrow's. And as always, thank you very much for listening. Southern Miss, Kelly.
To the top. Into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.